constant sorrow.
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
I'm a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised.
Well, I tell you, our next guest has seen a fair bit of trouble over the last little while. Dr. Terry Jones, he is the pastor, of course, behind International Burn, a Quran Day. And Dr. Jones is also the author of the book, Islam is of the Devil. He is the senior pastor of Dove World Outreach Center in Gainesville, Florida, which planned and then canceled the International Burn a Quran Day for 9/11/10. Dr. Jones now spearheads Stand Up America, a nationwide campaign to challenge the people to stop hiding behind the church walls, to stop pointing the finger and complaining about the condition of America. Here's a quote: "It's time for America to remember its roots and its calling. And it's time to stand up now." StandUpAmericaNow.org is the website. And I can tell you, I got one buddy who would love to hook into this organization. Well, maybe I better not speak on his behalf. But Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, I think he'd dig this stuff for sure. Dr. Terry Jones, how are you today, young man?
Thank you. Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
Fantastic. Look, I want to start off this interview by saying this. I heard about this crazy whack job pastor who got all this controversy going and told everybody to burn the Quran. And I thought, well, I'd better look into this. So I watched a couple of interviews. And the one in particular I remember was you and Anderson Cooper. Do you remember that interview?
Vaguely, yes.
Well, you did hundreds of interviews, but anyway.
Yes.
And at the end of that interview, I sat back and said, this guy handled himself really, really well. I saw about two or three media interviews you did, and you handled yourself quite well. Well done.
Thank you.
It must be a strange phenomena when the media descends upon you like that.
Yes, definitely it was. We did not expect to get that kind of attention. And, of course, at that time, the pressure was very, very great. That was definitely quite an experience.
Okay, so, you know, a little time has passed, and that tends to be when I like to interview people. I can't be bothered playing the game trying to suck up to a bunch of people right in the middle of the chaos. I'll wait till things simmer down, and then everybody has a better perspective anyway. So, things have settled down, right?
Things have settled down some. We are actually still busy. As you may know, we just got back from New York. We were there at Ground Zero and at the proposed mosque. On December the 11th, we have a rally demonstration in front of the Egyptian consulate. So things obviously have slowed down some. We don't have any media trucks in the front yard, but we are still very busy.
Okay. Looking back on it all, Dr. Jones, by the way, should I call you Dr. Jones or Reverend or Pastor or Terry? What do you want me to call you?
Terry's fine.
All right. Good for you. I'm glad you answered it like that. Terry, looking back on the whole thing. You know you've been asked this. You know I'm going to ask you the same question that's been asked 100 times. Any regrets?
Absolutely not. No, not at all. Not at all.
So you haven't had the hindsight revelation where you look back on it and said, boy, you know, burning the Quran, having a burn a Quran day, that was not a good move.
We definitely have not had that hindsight, no. In one sense, we are very grateful for what happened and for the opportunity that we now have. Of course, because of that, we've now had the opportunity to be on several television stations, several radio. We've had the opportunity, we hope now, to do some good with Stand Up America. These things would not have been possible under normal circumstances. We now are involved with a Christian Arab television station in California, in Santa Ana. It's a satellite station. They broadcast through America, through Europe, through the Middle East, reaching about 250 to 50 million people. We're hoping with Stand Up America to do what you just said. Plus, we are looking to try to have some type of influence on the United States government, on the UN, to try to get equal rights or some type of normal human rights for Christians in Muslim-dominated countries. They are treated very, very poorly. There's very much prejudice there, and we're hoping to use maybe what influence we have and the context that we now have to really do some good.
Okay, if I understand things right, when I look back on the scenario, you said, let's have the International Burn the Quran Day because, really, they're going to build this mosque and kind of take their thumb and put it in our wound here, right at ground zero, and we think that's ridiculous. And so we're going to do this, and then there's a bunch of negotiations that went on, and eventually it was somebody said, well, they're not going to have the Burn the Quran Day anymore because they've agreed not to build the mosque there. Now, was that true or not true?
That was actually true. I was contacted here a couple of times by the imam in Orlando, Florida, and he assured me that if we did not burn the Quran, then they would cancel their building of the mosque there, or they would move it to a different location.
But the imam in Florida, what does he have to do with the mosque at Ground Zero?
Yeah, supposedly he had contacted them. In other words, the story goes like this. I met with him one time. Just out of courtesy, he came by here on the week of 9/11, and I met with him, and whenever he left, he said he heard a radio program that I did where they asked me, what would it take for you to cancel International Burn a Quran Day? And I told the radio host there, I said, well, you've thought about that many times, and we thought something that would be a great solution for the Muslim and for the American. Muslims do not want us to burn the Quran. Americans do not want the mosque near Ground Zero. If they will cancel or move that mosque, we will cancel the burning of the Quran.
Right.
Supposedly he heard me say that on a radio program, contacted the Imam Ralph there in New York, and worked out this agreement, which, of course, turned out to be a lie.
A lie. Okay, so he lied to you. And the reason for having the Burn a Quran Day was not that they were building the mosque at Ground Zero. It was why?
It was not. No, that developed a little bit later.
Right.
And that connection came. Actually, the original reason for International Burn a Quran Day was to send a clear signal to radical Islam. We wanted to do something radical, of course. It was also to recognize the people who had been killed, the victims of 9/11, the heroes of 9/11. But actually, even more than that, we were trying to send a very clear signal, a very clear stop to radical Islam, to Sharia law, basically just saying we do not want to become a Europe. We do not want to be pushed around. We will not allow Sharia law in the United States. If you are here, you are welcome here. You're welcome to worship. You're welcome to build mosque. But you are not welcome to try to push Sharia law and try to replace our Constitution. That was actually the main reason for International Burn a Quran Day.
The person who contacted you that had the most influence on you, who do you think that would have been? You had a lot of people contact you, reach out to you, say, please, Pastor, don't do this. What one person had the most influence on you?
Well, I mean, I don't want to sound here kind of weird and overly spiritual, but that one person would have been God in prayer. Other than that, we were contacted by many, many people, indirect by the president. Mr. Gates contacted us. We were contacted, of course, by Franklin Graham, by many spiritual leaders within the United States. We were contacted actually by the governor of Florida contacted us. Many, many people contacted us. As you know, General Petraeus, he spoke out also against the burning of the Quran. Of course, all of those things, we had to take into consideration. These are people that they have more knowledge than we do. These are highly intelligent people. They know things that we do not know. But that was actually not the final reason for us canceling. We did take those people's fears into consideration.
But the main reason was you felt that God wanted you to not do it.
The main reason was we took those things into consideration, but we felt that alone was not enough, because we thought we had a pretty clear mandate from God to do that.
So not to put words in your mouth, but you really felt that God wanted you to burn the Korans.
We honestly did feel that that was a divine inspiration. Actually, like I said, we still feel the whole thing was some type of a divine open door by God that now gives us an opportunity to possibly really do something. But as we prayed about it, the thing that came to all of our mind here in Gainesville and the staff here, was the story of Abraham. Now, Abraham was told to do something, of course, much more crazy than burn the Quran, but at the last minute, God stopped him. So we felt at the last minute we should not burn the Quran. Besides that, we felt we had definitely proven our point, that there's definitely an area of Islam that is very, very radical, very mean and nasty, because even though we broke no law and did not burn the Quran, violence broke out all around the world.
Is there a chance that there will be another time where you will reinstitute International Burn a Quran Day?
Actually, we just put out a YouTube. We gave our word now several times. One time on September the 11th on the Today Show there in New York City. That was, I believe, the first time. We actually gave our word that we would not burn the Quran. So
Ever. Okay.
We definitely feel as though we cannot go back on our word. What we have been thinking about is an International Judge Muhammad Day or an International Judge the Quran Day. Those are things that we are thinking about and praying about, possibly sooner or later doing.
A final question. We've got to move along here, first of all, I want to thank you for waiting. I know you were very patient with us. You agreed last minute, and so thank you, Dr. Jones, for being with us.
Yeah.
On the phone with Dr. Terry Jones, otherwise known as Terry. He's the pastor behind International Burn a Quran Day. What do you say to those out there who hear you speak, they know about all this, and they say, from a Christian point of view, they say, you know, I don't see Jesus doing this. It's just not, it's not a loving thing. It really isn't a loving thing. I can't see Jesus putting together a little weenie roast there and doing a burn the Quran Day. I can't see that happening. I don't think this is a very Christian thing to do, as, you know, some other people say that. How do you push back against that?
Well, I mean, we use the example in Acts 17:17. Where after the people had converted, of course they did it voluntarily, after conversions, the people brought their magic books actually of great, great value, and they burned them because they felt they were very, very dangerous.
Right, but there was a time, Terry, where you remember the days of backward masking, secret satanic messages hidden in the albums of Led Zeppelin and any other hard rock artist, and Focus on the Family and all the other, you know, the big, they had record burning ceremonies where they burned out, and I look back on that and I cringe. I just think that was goofy. Do you think you'll ever look back on this and go, I think I missed that one. That was goofy.
No, I definitely do not think that we will.
No.
No, not at all, because, like I said, I believe that it has hopefully opened up an avenue and a door where we will be able to really make a difference.
You know, you're a pretty calm, charismatic guy.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I'm serious. It's like the guy who pastors the church up here, John Arnott. He pastors the Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship. It used to be called the Vineyard. That's where the Holy Spirit lived for a couple of years up here, apparently.
Uh-huh.
But I said to him, you know, you are the nicest guy of the weirdest church I know. And you're just a good communicator. You are. You've obviously people aren't going to agree with everything you've said, but I'm glad at least you're not just hanging off the chandeliers. You know what I mean?
Right, right. No, I think... That's one of the hope, no matter how the media has portrayed us, which, of course, while that was all going on, I didn't watch very many reports. But I really hope that here in the future that the people understand and hear what we have to say, because even while it was going on, I mean, we were somewhat disappointed at the lack of Christian support, because I can understand fully if people have a problem with the aspect of the International Burn of Quran Day, in other words, the actual burning of the Quran. But actually, the other things that we were saying were okay. I mean, we were also saying that Jesus Christ is the only way, which is, of course, our normal Christian doctrine. And we were pointing out the dangers of Sharia law. We never did attack the Muslim or his right to worship or their right to build mosque. But we were very clear that we were pointing out and attacking the radical element of Islam, which I believe is very dangerous. We continue to see that in the news all the time.
The final comment I have is, does Oklahoma really need a ban on the Sharia law?
I think it would be a good idea. Whether or not they really need it, I can't imagine Oklahoma needs it. I can't actually imagine
I heard that in the news, that they had this ban on Sharia law in Oklahoma, yeah. And I thought, well, that's handy.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's that many Muslims hanging around Oklahoma. But I think it would be a good precedent not to wait too long. I know in Germany, the Bundeskanzler in there has now come out and stated that Muslims that live in Germany will not be allowed to live under or be governed by Sharia law. She obviously only said that because there's a problem there.
Yeah.
I think it would be wise for us in America at this time to make a very clear statement to the Muslims that they are welcome in America. They are protected under our Constitution. They have a right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, but they must obey, submit, and respect the Constitution of the United States and not try to institute Sharia law.
Fair enough.
I think in that sense, that would be very good.
Yeah, fair enough. Terry, thank you for joining us. The website is standupamericanow.org. If you want some more information, standupamericanow.org. And, of course, we've been speaking with Dr. Terry Jones, the pastor behind International Burn of Quran Day, but he's also the author of the book, Islam is of the Devil. I don't think you're going to win any friends with a book title like that. All right, Terry, good to chat
with
you, mate.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
All right, folks, boy, we're running out of time here, and we're going to have to bump our last talkback subject to next week. By the way, if you want to call and talk about this whole Muslim thing, next week is the time to call in, okay? We're going to bump that topic over to next week, all right? A short break here on the show, and when we come back, just some parting words from Drew and Tim the Tool. Stay with us.
Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca.